In many spots where there is an exit or the highway divides into an upper and lower level, you'll see trash barrel-looking objects. They're called vehicle impact attenuators. They've been in place for years, and they're meant to soften the blow if a driver is barreling toward what would otherwise just be concrete.
It does help to support that vehicle. It's sort of a cushion.
Laura Lopez is with the Texas Department of Transportation, who says the sand-filled attenuators are maintained at the cost of the taxpayer. Oftentimes, after the weekend, they can be seen cracked, broken, and in disrepair. Lopez says last year, 557 barrels were replaced at a cost of $230 to $250 each. That totals more than $130,000.
This is something that is used statewide, and it has been used, or at least the data we have, or you know, the research that has been done shows that they are very life-saving.
In 2012, San Antonio saw 31,382 crashes. 114 of those crashes resulted in death. According to data provided by TxDOT from an open records request, accidents involving the attenuator devices totaled 60 last year, 0.2% of all of the crashes. None of them were fatal. In comparison, 832 crashes happened from drivers hitting concrete traffic barriers, resulting in 3 deaths. And 662 crashes happened when drivers hit the guardrail. 7 people died from those accidents. Police Chief William McManus says whatever the cause of the crashes, the attenuators seem to be working.
It's far better to, if you're going to slam into something, it's better to slam into several barrels full of sand rather than a concrete barrier.
While these features are helping drivers stay safer, the city council felt changes in the laws would also make safety a priority. In 2010, the council banned texting and driving. McManus says with the record number of drivers being arrested for drinking and driving, his department began taking a zero-tolerance policy on the problem. One way is through no-refusal blood draws.
So if you're pulled over, suspected of drinking and driving, officers want to give you a breathalyzer. You refuse field sobriety tests. Person's taken downtown, warrants obtained for their blood. You walk down the hallway and blood is taken from you based on the warrant.
The data provided showed that nearly one quarter of the crashes where drivers hit the attenuators involved alcohol. DWI is a serious problem in Bexar County, officials say. They're looking to find ways to target the two areas of distracted and drunk driving to save more lives. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.